Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
Jury selection starts Monday in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York, the first ever criminal case against an ex-president. How to choose jurors? Well, one analyst says the judge and the lawyers have to find people who will look at the law and the evidence and make a decision. Sounds simple, but in prominent cases, courts and attorneys watch out for stealth jurors, people who want to be on the jury because they want to steer the verdict or profit from the experience. Conversely, some people might not want to be on the jury because they don't want the attention. Judge Juan Merchan says this isn't about whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like him. It's about whether you can decide the case based on the law and the evidence. Among the first things he'll do? Excuse anybody who indicates that they can't serve or can't be fair and impartial. Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty. I'm Rita Foley.
Seven states, led by Missouri, have filed a new federal lawsuit challenging Biden's SAVE plan, which has become a new legal target for conservative opponents after they toppled the first attempt at student loan cancellation. It largely mirrors another suit filed last month in 11 states. The new suit says that Biden is unilaterally trying to impose an extraordinarily expensive and controversial policy that he could not get through Congress. The Education Department says that Congress gave the agency power to define terms of certain repayment plans in 1993, and that authority has been used before. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. measles cases are up this year. There have been 17 times as many measles cases in the country in the first 3 months of this year compared with the average number seen in the first 3 months of the previous 3 years. The authors of the government report say the increase represents a renewed threat to measles elimination in the U.S. There have been more than 110 cases of the contagious disease so far. The report adds that most of the recent cases involved unvaccinated Americans who got infected in the Middle East and Africa and brought measles back to the U.S. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Air Force is betting a large part of its future air warfare on a fleet of more than 1,000 autonomously operated drones. The service has been tight-lipped on what the fleet of drones will look like in size or platform, whether they will be full-size warplanes or something smaller. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall told senators at a hearing on the service's 2025 budget that he will enter the cockpit of one of the F-16s that the service has converted for drone flight to see for himself how the AI-controlled plane performs in the air.
There will be a pilot with me who will just be watching as I will be.
I'm Norman Hall.
Seven New York towns prohibit the sale of alcohol. A bill moving through the state legislature would override local control and take away the dry status. One of the sponsors, State Senator James Skoufis.
We live in the year 2024. This is not 1924. And the bill is an attempt to try and drag these communities into modern time.
In Caniadilla, which is a dry town, Deputy Town Supervisor Philip Stockin says it's another example of the state wanting to dictate to locals.
There's better things that they could be doing with their time and the needs of New York State. Because this issue can be changed by the local people anytime they want to.
I'm Julie Walker.
Children age 4 and under in Florida were undercounted by almost 10% during the 2020 census, according to estimates released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau. The Bureau said the estimated error was the largest undercount of young children by any U.S. state. More than 112,000 children age 4 or younger were overlooked. That's according to demographic analysis estimates using administrative records to estimate the population size. Preschool-age children are the most difficult age group to count and are regularly missed during the nation's head count. oversights can shortchange communities of federal funding for programs like Head Start. I'm Norman Hall.
Immigrant workers are the secret ingredient to the United States' healthy economy. That's according to a study by economists at the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project. Workers from other countries are filling more jobs and spending more money that has helped drive economic growth and create even more job openings. It also means companies aren't as pressured to sharply raise wages. In return, companies don't have to raise product prices to raise labor costs. Earlier this year, the Congressional Budget Office had said that net immigration since 2019, which is arrivals minus departures, was 3.3 million people. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Bridge collapse aid for small businesses. I'm Mae Anderson, and this is Small Business Monitor. The Small Business Administration is offering assistance for those affected by the bridge collapse in Maryland. Small businesses in the Mid-Atlantic region will be eligible for low-interest, long-term economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million. The bridge was a key transportation route in the region. It collapsed on March 26th. The declaration covers the entire state of Maryland and surrounding counties, including the District of Columbia. Small businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small aquaculture businesses, and private nonprofit organizations can apply for the loan. Eligibility is based on the financial impact of the disaster only and not on any physical property damage. These loans have an interest rate of 4% for small businesses and 3.25% for private nonprofit organizations, with terms of up to 30 years. More information can be found at sba.gov. Mae Anderson, New York.
Instagram's adding new features to protect young people and combat sexual extortion. The social media company announced in a blog post that it's trying to fight sexual scams and other forms of image abuse to try and stop criminals from contacting teenagers. That includes a new nudity protection feature for direct messages that blurs any images with nudity and, quote, encourages people to think twice before sending nude images, unquote. The feature will be turned on by default globally for teens under 18, and adult users will get a notification encouraging people to activate it. Instagram says they'll also be testing new ways to hide teens from criminal accounts. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The nation's most influential banker, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, told investors in his annual shareholder letter Monday he continues to expect the U.S. economy to be resilient and grow this year, but he worries geopolitical events, including wars in Ukraine and Israel, Gaza, as well as U.S. political polarization, may very well be creating risks that could eclipse anything since World War II. Dimon had particular concerns with continued large amounts of deficit spending and also at a time when some investors are questioning whether the Fed can make good on its projection for 3 interest rate cuts this year, Dimon warned of the possibility of rates rising to 8% or higher. Julie Walker, New York.
The company responsible for global recall of sleep apnea machines will be barred from resuming production at U.S. facilities until it meets a number of safety requirements. Philips will also be required to overhaul its manufacturing and quality control systems and hire independent experts to vet the changes. A court order says the company must also continue to replace, repair, or provide refunds to all U.S. customers who got the defective devices. Philips has recalled more than 5 million CPAP machines since 2021. Internal foam in the devices can break down over time, leading users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. I'm Norman Hall.
Tesla has settled a lawsuit over the 2018 death of Walter Wong, a software engineer at Apple, who's believed to have crashed while playing a video game. Wong's family filed a negligence and wrongful death lawsuit seeking to hold Tesla liable for promoting and exaggerating the capabilities of their self-driving car technology. In March of 2018, Wong activated his Model X autopilot feature for his commute after dropping his son off at preschool. Less than 20 minutes later, the software veered the vehicle out of its lane and accelerated the car to 70 miles per hour before hitting a barrier at an intersection on a highway in Mountain View, California. Tesla said it agreed to settle the case for an undisclosed sum in order to end years of litigation. The settlement comes just a day before a trial was to begin. I'm Jennifer King.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the first time, the NCAA women's basketball title game has outdrawn the men's in the TV ratings. An average of 14.8 viewers watched UConn defeat Purdue 75-60 for the men's championship on Monday. That's about 3.9 million less than the average of those who watched South Carolina knock off Iowa in the women's title game. The women's game peaked at 24.1 million for the last 15 minutes. With Hawkeyes guard Caitlin Clark as the featured star and the Gamecocks looking to complete a perfect season, the game ratings were up 90% over last year's and 289% bigger than South Carolina's 2022 title game victory. I'm Dave Ferry.
Members of the International Olympics Committee are in Utah this week to see if Salt Lake City is the right fit for the 2034 Winter Olympics. They last hosted the International Games in 2002 and have spent millions of dollars to make sure that its Olympic facilities don't fall into despair in anticipation of hosting again. Carl Stoss, an IOC member and chair of the Future Host Commission, says the city seems enthusiastic to host again.
We'll go now in a deep dive. We'll go in analysis the different concepts we reached before, but we have a very good feeling. The preparation was still since 4 years.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Nine teams slashed payroll from last season, with the Padres clearing $96 million, the Mets $50 million, and the Angels $49 million. The study notes the average salary increased 1.5% to $4.98 million on opening day. Opening day salaries last year saw an 11.1% increase and a 6% increase in 2022. The Mets still top all team payrolls at $306 million, $3 million over the Yankees. The Mets are paying $70 million this year to other teams to cover portions of salaries to players they shipped away last summer. That's more than the A's entire opening day payroll this year. I'm Dave Ferry.
Track and field is now the first sport to pay prize money at the Olympics. World Athletics said it would pay gold medalists $50,000 in Paris. It set aside $2.4 million to pay first-place winners across the 48 men's, women's, and mixed events. Relay teams will split the prize money, and payments for silver and bronze medalists will begin from the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. There's no sign yet of any other Olympic sport following track's lead. World Athletics is an outlier financially since it gets almost all of its funding from its own events, like the World Championships. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Pimlico will be the third and final Triple Crown track to receive a makeover. Maryland lawmakers have approved a plan to rebuild Baltimore's aging racecourse, using $400 million in state bonds to refurbish the home of the second jewel of the Triple Crown. In return, the state will take control of Pimlico through a nonprofit. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has expressed support for the plan, which would relocate the Preakness to Laurel Park in 2026. Belmont Park is undergoing a $455 million reconstruction, just as Churchill Downs completes paddock renovations. The Belmont Stakes will be held at Saratoga this year. I'm Dave Ferry.
Former number one tennis player Simona Halep thought her career might be finished when she was given a four-year doping ban in 2022. But the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled in March that Halep's test result was unintentional and caused by a contaminated supplement.
It was something that made my name or my person look bad for something that I didn't do.
She returned as a wild card at the Miami Open, where she lost to her first-round opponent. Now the 32-year-old is headed to Portugal and Madrid.
I already received the wild card for Madrid, which made me very happy because there I played well. And yeah, there is a chance to get a little bit of confidence.
Halep says family, fans, and a handful of friends helped her get through the uncertainty.
The hardest part is mentally a little bit and the gap of almost 2 years.
Halep says she aspires to find herself in the top 10 once more.
To have the precision, to have the, you know, the right game, right decisions when you play, to be clear in the mind, you have to be very good physically.
I'm Jennifer King.
Refugee women who want to find ways to sustain themselves take driving classes in the greater Atlanta area. Moving to a new country can be scary on its own, and getting behind the wheel in addition to that can be even more intimidating. Because of that, Mona Megahed, the co-founder and vice president of Ithar, an Atlanta area nonprofit organization that aids refugee families through their resettlement, says women often rely on their spouses to do everyday tasks that require a car.
I was really shocked to learn that a lot of these women were struggling because they were fully dependent on their spouses. So to go grocery shopping, to take their kids to the doctor's office, if they had a parent-teacher conference at school.
She adds that driving is even more important in suburban areas like Greater Atlanta.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Growing numbers of Russian soldiers are trying to get out of the war in Ukraine. Overall asylum claims from Russians have surged in the US, France and Germany since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, but few are getting in. Russian soldiers present particular concern. Are they spies, war criminals or heroes? The AP's found out facing criminal charges in Russia, all but one live in hiding as they wait for a welcome from the West that hasn't so far arrived. They argue that helping deserters is in the West's own interest and less costly than shipping weapons to Ukraine. I'm Charles Delatesma.
There isn't enough mosquito repellent. That may not sound like a big problem, but Argentina has been wrestling with its worst outbreak of dengue fever in recent memory. And bug spray has become this season's hot ticket item. So hot that it's sold out in virtually all Buenos Aires stores and going for exorbitant prices online, in some cases as much as 10 times the retail value. The government's been busy battling sky-high inflation and near-daily protests, but now it's being forced to deal with this. Last week, authorities lifted import restrictions on foreign-made mosquito repellents to boost supply and announced they would ramp up production at local labs. I'm Rita Foley.
Five new hires are selflessly roaming the halls of one of the world's biggest transportation hubs. Meet Istanbul Airport's therapy dogs, always ready to offer support with snuggles, belly rubs, and sloppy kisses. The Associated Press caught up with Kuki and Eldita, two of the dogs taking part in the pet-friendly airport's new pilot project. Kadir Demirtas, customer experience manager at the airport, says traveling can be stressful, and according to research, interaction between animals and humans can reduce stress and anxiety.
They are safe and they are 100% adapt to all environments.
The Therapy Dogs project gets the thumbs up from Quimby Zhang, a passenger from China.
After your long flight, you need something like can keep you calm down and something that's like the dog is wonderful.
I'm Charles Delatesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.